With the New York primary over, the presidential candidates now focus attention on Tuesday's primaries in Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. The polls are indicating a tight race on the Democratic side in Connecticut. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
New York's win might just be what Hillary Clinton needs to boost her chances of defeating Bernie Sanders in Connecticut. If that were to happen, it would be the first time a Clinton would win a contested Democratic presidential primary in Connecticut. In 1992, her husband Bill Clinton lost the Connecticut primary to California Governor Jerry Brown. In 2008, Hillary Clinton lost the state to Barack Obama. The Clinton campaign is hoping voters in the big cities of Bridgeport, Hartford, and New Haven will help her overcome the strong support Bernie Sanders has been getting from suburban voters and young voters. On the Republican side in Connecticut, the polls show a significant lead for Donald Trump, with Ohio Governor John Kasich coming in a distant second and Texas Senator Ted Cruz trailing far behind in the third position. Connecticut is a close primary, so only registered Democrats and Republicans can vote in their respective party primaries. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
The deadline to register online as a Democrat or Republican to vote in Connecticut's primary is tomorrow. The deadline to register in person is Monday, April 25th. For more details, you can visit the Connecticut Secretary of the State's website.